This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience is putting you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Australia and Denmark. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mark Roberts. Welcome back to the FIFA Insight Live podcast, where we have just watched Australia qualify for the round of 16. As we leave the Al Janoub Stadium, with us today is Sundi Alise, Alberto Zaccheroni, Pascal Zubabula and Elliot Stanell from our FIFA Performance Analysis and Insights team. So 150 years ago today, we had the first ever official men's international football match. And Elliot, quick quiz question. Do you know who that was between?
Was it England-Scotland, by any chance?
It was, perfect. See, I knew you'd know. And Zuby, you'll be pleased to know it finished 0-0 as well. 150 years on, it was 0-0 here tonight until Australia broke the deadlock just after the hour mark, and that's how it stayed. Alberto, if we can start with you, your thoughts on Australia, who you observed for us tonight?
Australia played like Australia. They don't do, they didn't do much, but the little they did, they tried to do it to their best and got the result they wanted. Well, they went into the game playing a 4-4-2 formation, but the moment they were able to score the goal they needed, they went into a 5-4-1. Well, like Mr. said earlier, the few things they did, and they did well. But they tried to verticalize the game, to play in vertical formation. And when they couldn't, they slided to close it up, but they did the best they could. Difficult to combine balls in the middle. The ball, they go compact and they go deep, and then they try to win the balls there. Well, they lost a lot of balls from that.
Yeah, just then in terms of Australia playing centrally and vertically, the centre-forward Duke had the most receptions between the midfield and defensive unit with 21. We also spoke on the Tribune about the two wide players trying to play off the striker when he managed to retain the ball and play, with McGree receiving between the midfield and defensive unit 15 times and Leckie 17 times.
No, thank you, Elliot, and thank you, Alberto, as well. Sunday, you observed Denmark for us tonight and had some really great observations, I guess, around the variety of ways they tried to break down Australia.
Well, Denmark came into this game with a 4-1-4-1 clear formation to play, with one of the four players in the midfield, Eriksen, giving a free roll. They decided to build up in variations, sometimes try to play it with short passes to go through, and sometimes they try to play long, but in very, very high percentages of their play. The choice, they tried to combine and go through the wings. Their choice of finishing was to use the crosses into the central areas. And when they had the ball, they put a lot of people ahead of the ball. They wanted to go in. You know, we spoke about teams trying to calculate because of the fact it's the last game of the round. They did everything possible because they wanted to score. They needed to win to come into the next round. Now, up till there, everything is great. Now, where it starts to shake is this. I think they could have done much better as regards the finishing. There was no clear-cut prepared schemes as to regards how to reach the crosses when they did come in. And there were sometimes so many players stepping on one another in central areas trying to get the ball. So it was as if there was no real synchronized who goes where, who does what. And when they lost the ball, they regrouped together, but there was always one or two players free in the midfield, probably because of the fact that Eriksen himself was given a free role, so the player that maybe he should have been occupying was also always free, and the Australians made perfect use of it.
No, thank you, Sunday. You spoke excellently yesterday. If anyone wants to listen back in the USA Iran podcast around the different types of variety USA had, but also the consistency when they got into that final third, which I think was an excellent listen. I guess just last question for yourself, Sunday, as well. When the game progressed and there was a slight change of shape, did you notice anything different from Denmark, or was that a consistent approach they tried to have throughout?
Well, it got to a point they just decided that, okay, now we go for broke. Brought in all they could bring in. Obviously, they had heard what the result was from the other end, and then they just started throwing the long balls. And then Eriksen himself, who was the free man, now started coming to pick up the balls practically from the feet of the central defenders and to now shed long passes. And for the Australians, I think that wasn't too difficult to defend because, Elliot provided to us, we could see that they had even one of the players in the central defense. One was a 6-footer, the second was a 6.5-footer also. So they had really, really tall players in there. So the long balls were not really, really doing damage. So
they mentioned how Denmark really varied how they tried to break the opposition units. In the first half especially, they performed pretty much above average for the tournament averages for a whole game. But if we look at the 90-minute stats, for instance, so the average for teams playing through the opposition units is 29. Denmark managed to do that 46 times. The average for playing around the opposition is 41 times. Denmark did that 75
Christ.
Times. And for playing over, the average is 27, and Denmark did that 56 times.
No, you must be joking, Elliot. I knew the way it was high, but not that high.
And just a quick side note on the units broken. From the player stats, I noticed that Anderson, the right centre-back for Denmark, had the most units broken with 45. Five of these were over the defensive line, which alludes to what Sunday mentioned about trying to get over the top of Australia's shape.
No, thank you. Great detail, and it really extends, I guess, Sunday's point, and also, I guess, really emphasises Sunday's point around building into that final third, but then that, I guess, Sunday, that individual quality that's then needed to create those chances as well. Elliot, just one other aspect as well. Sunday mentioned in our USA Iran podcast also yesterday around managing those last moments of the game when you're holding on to a result and that could take you through. How did Australia do that tonight?
Yeah, so when Australia scored on the 73rd minute, they'd currently been in a low block for 23% of the game and a mid block for 29% of the game. That increased in the low block state towards the end, mainly in the last 5 or 6 minutes. It jumped to 27%. But for the time period between when they scored to the last 5 minutes, I thought Australia did quite a good job of not dropping too deep and not sacrificing too much possession to Denmark in the final stage of the game.
Thank you. And a good comparison, I guess, to how USA tried to manage that yesterday as well. And Zuby, just the one goal tonight, but your thoughts on the two goalkeepers?
Yes, it was a second 1-0 win for Australia and for Ryan, the goalkeeper. Ryan made, again, a very good game. He was clear on the balls to save, to play out of the back, or to claim a ball on the end also. You know, he show as a goalkeeper, together with the defending line, that they are able to play a clean sheet. On the first game against France, of course, they conceded 4, but now the last two games against Tunisia, and now today also against Denmark, they had a clean sheet, and they are able to do this, and Ryan has his big impact in this situation, and he shows up this straight away. On the other side, Schmeichel didn't have a lot of to handle with. On the goal, it was a counter-attack and Lecky shooted in between the legs from the defender, Mele. And this is always a difficult situation. Even Schmeichel had a fantastic position, and Mele tried to block the shot and it goes in between his legs. And after, it was difficult for a goalkeeper in this situation. Without defender, maybe he would deflect this ball or save this ball. But it was a very nice counter-attack from Australia.
Oh, thank you, Zuby, and fantastic as always. And thank you to everyone as well. We're now driving straight to the LaSalle iconic stadium, the venue that will host the final in just 18 days' time to watch Saudi Arabia and Mexico, where Sunday, those calculators will be back out for sure. From all the team, myself, Sunday, Alberto, Zuby and Elliot, we'll see you again tonight. Goodbye.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.